I always joke about that, like in Sunday school or Wednesday night, the fishes and loaves, where we bow to pray and then we open our eyes and there's twice the people. So we need to pray more often. Well, most of you were here, I believe, when Pastor Kevin was here, and I didn't know it was a year ago. I didn't realize it had been that long, but he's right, because it coincided with Abby and Seth's wedding. So I didn't realize it had been that long since he was here. But we talked then about Pastor Biak. That was essentially the beginning of the conversation. And so we had worked this date out, and I already told you all this morning. I've been candid with you about whether or not we would be in a position to support them. So all that was really up front. We know what we're doing. But I told you this morning, and I say it again tonight, I was bragging behind Pastor Kevin's back that that his attitude on that was just perfect to me. It was just so refreshing, like, because we really want to support, but we're not sure we can. And he was essentially that the Lord will take care of us. We've been to churches where there's, you know, four people. So tonight I will tell you that we'll have an offering after the presentation, and everything in the offering tonight will go to Pastor Biak's ministry. So I just want you to know that in advance. If you were planning on doing your regular giving, I already instructed the guys to be ready for that. So that'll happen. So what's going to happen is he's going to do some presentation stuff, and then he's going to preach a little, and then when we're done tonight, we'll go downstairs, and if you have questions, you can share or ask him downstairs. We can have conversations there. Marianne, I don't know if you know Indian Sign Language. It's different. Did you know that? It's different. We heard a couple of the differences that were amusing to me, actually. So we'll get rolling here. I'll ask, are you coming up to Pastor Kevin, and just to introduce yourself again, and then Pastor Biak? So thank you. I'll hand it over to you, and we'll talk to you around food.
Well, first of all, I feel right at home tonight. Great is thy faithfulness is really our family hymn. And so very rarely do we go into a church and that is sung. And my kids know at a moment's notice, if we're at a nursing home or we're at a visitation, that they can be called on to sing that hymn. So thank you for singing those hymns of the faith. Secondly, I want to thank you for letting us come back last year. For those who were here, you got to know who International Partnership Ministries were a little bit. And International Partnership Ministries is a partnership. So whatever he says about me is going to be what we will accept for tonight. But God bless Biak, as you come and share the ministry heart. I got to go and visit his church in 2016, and it is the real deal. I can tell you, I have watched through the years as they have grown, and I'm looking forward to time to go back and see the fruit that is there. So I just commend this as a godly servant who is faithfully doing the work. And so, Pastor Biak, come and share your heart.
Well, good evening, all of you. And I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so thankful to God and also Pastor and all the church family for giving me this wonderful opportunity. My name is Biak Vaipe. I have a very long name. If I say it, you will confuse. Malal Biak Thang Vaipe. So I have a hard time filling up for anyway, Biak Vaipe is a short name that people know me and call me. And I speak five different languages, and if I count ISL and ASL, it will be seven languages. God gave me all that languages to use for his glory, and I'm using for his glory too. And I'm from India, Northeast. I born and brought, raised in a Christian family in Northeast India. And I am associated with IPM, International Partnership Ministry. And we have a home office in Pennsylvania, Hanover. And Pastor Mackey, he is a deaf department, IPM, he is a deaf ministry department director, and he is my boss. And and I'm so glad that he take me around different churches to visit. And this is the first time in this country when I come. I see the beauty of your country, and you have very, very beautiful country, lots of food. And I enjoy everything, the food, the country, the place, and the weather, all so, so good to me. And especially the road, you have very good connection road. We didn't have like this wonderful road. And we came here just before Pastor came, and we saw the walnut there. I say, wow, it's falling down many walnuts. So, We pick one or two and grab it, we eat. Wow. So I said to my boss, Pastor Mackie, sir, I can stay here whole night or a whole week, sit down here and eating all of this whole walnut. You know, the blessing here, if it is in our country, all those walnuts that fall down, you will never see, not even one day will stay. People will steal it. And I see here very free. Wow, what a, you know, these are a blessed country. You didn't have any persecution, a Christian persecution. And you didn't have, like, they're here in the church campus, no one staying and, you know, looking after the church and take caring all this. So you just look and leave it. So, wow, it's a blessing country. You know, if we do this in our country, someone will break the grass and take it out, all the good things from the church. But, you know, what a blessing country here. And I'm so grateful for the American churches for having a mission mind and also, you know, sending out many, many missionaries around the world. What a blessed country. And then this is the first time here in this country, and I experienced a lot of many, many, many things. So when I go back, I have lots of stories to tell the deaf people and my family, of course. So, well, anyway, I'm so glad and I'm so happy to be here tonight. And before I speak about the Bible, I would like to show the video, and also I have some picture PowerPoint. I would like to explain it, the picture, who they are and what we are doing. And then I will go a short Bible verse, then I will complete. So please, could you kindly show the video clip. And I would say, I will tell you, this video is made 2-3 years back. And I'm going to update this video. Anyway, this is the video that we are going to show tonight.
Piak and Shi Yong Vai Pei are IPM's National Missionary Church Planters serving in Kolkata, India, evangelizing, training, and planting deaf churches. With 1.3 billion people in India and 20 million deaf, only 3% of the population professes to be Christian. The Lord is doing a great work through Biak and Shiyung, as they have already planted a deaf church and are evangelizing and training deaf believers. Biak says, "I was raised in a Christian home and regularly attended church, but I did not know that I was lost." Biak attended South India Baptist Bible College in India, where he clearly understood the gospel and received Christ as his Savior. Shiyung was raised in a Christian family and attended church, but she was lost. At youth camp, she came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me and forgave my sin. I trusted Jesus and believed on him as my personal Savior. The Vai Peis began their ministry in the Andaman Islands off the coast of India. While there, the Lord greatly burdened them for the deaf. Through their ministry there, over 20 deaf have come to Christ through salvation. In July 2012, after further deaf ministry training, they moved to Kolkata, where there are 14 million people with 50,000 deaf. The Vai Peis and their leaders seek out the deaf and share the gospel with them wherever they find them, on the street, in the market, and in deaf centers. By showing their friendship and helping the deaf, 21 deaf souls have come to Christ, been baptized, and are being discipled. In their church, Hindu, Buddhist, and Muslim visitors see the preaching of God's word and ask many questions. Biak patiently teaches them Bible truths until they understand. Recently, in their small deaf church in Kolkata, 220 people attended special services where they heard the gospel. The Vai Peis' growing deaf ministry includes evangelism, church planting, Bible studies, retreats, camps, a deaf ministry training center, sign language and deaf ministry seminars. You can be part of the VIPES ministry, where there is an open door to over 50,000 deaf. If the Lord would have you help this ministry financially, please attach a note with your gift indicating VIPES support or a specific project. Made payable to International Partnership Ministries, 100 Spring Avenue, Hanover, Pennsylvania, 17331.
Point also, you can just put one PowerPoint, and I'm going to explain the PowerPoint ministry. I married Xiang, she is from Myanmar, Burma, and we are blessed by two daughters, Rebecca, she's 16 years old, and Faith, she's 11 years old. And we are associated with IPM since 2008. And we moved to Andaman Island, that is where we began the ministry, that is the Andaman Island off the coast of India. It's a small island. There, I work with a hearing people, so maybe you can go escape, and yes, Andaman Island will be here, Port Blair. There's a map here, this is a Port Blair, Andaman Island. So every time I go out from my house, I would have my bag and put my Bible tracts. So giving out, distributing a Bible tract. There are some people accept and they ask, what is this? Then I would explain. And there are some people, they will take it. And when we leave, then they will throw it, the Bible tract. And there are some people who say, what is this? This is, sir, about Jesus. In front of us, they just scratched the paper and throw it. So, anyway, that is how I distribute the Bible tract and, you know, contact the people and teach the Bible about Jesus. And there's a park near Marina Beach. That is, of course, the island. We have many beautiful beaches. So the beach, near that beach, we have a big Marina Park. So people would go, love to go and stay there, talk, chatting. So I go there and distribute the Bible tract. And I saw a DevOps group people that signing, talking. I said, wow. I go and I give one Bible tract. And he took it. One of the guy, he took it. And maybe he's asking, what is this? He signed to me. And I don't know sign language. I just smile and I leave it. And the next day, I go there again and distribute the Bible tract. The same place. They meet, they talk, they chat. Wow. So, and then I just leave it again because I don't know sign language and I don't know what to do with them. So I keep meeting this. Like several evening, I go there and I meet them, but I don't know what to do with them. But one day, I said, well, this is something that, you know, I have to deal with these people. They need salvation. They need gospel. They need someone to share gospel. So the next evening, I have my exercise book and my pen, and I write my name, and I give them, and they wrote me back. Oh, okay. So we keep exchange writing, asking different things. And I said, I want two people every Saturday to come to my house. My wife will cook for us, and you teach you teach sign language, and I will teach you Bible. I will teach you English grammar. I am not very good in English grammar. English is my weakest. But I will teach you. So they say, English? Wow. And Bible, of course. So they start coming to my house. I give my address, and I learn this 5 months. Then after that, I say, why don't you invite all your friends to come on Sunday to my house? I say, yes. So the next day, they invite their friends, and they are 28 deaf. They come to my house, and we have a small rented house, very small rented house. So they all fill our house. Many people would go to our bed. They go to our bed and they sit on our bed, and people are standing on our kitchen, and they find a way to stand or sit or lay down or whatever. So I start preaching in sign language after learning 5 months. And I'm very limited in sign language. I know many, many things I want to tell them, but the sign is very limited. So I was sweating and so nervous. Wow. But I pray to God in my heart, Lord, help me that I can do something for these people. They need me, and they need something to hear. Anyway, we finish our service on that day, and I said, every Saturday you do come, teach me, and every Sunday, please, you all are welcome, and my wife will cook for all of us every Sunday. Wow. So they said, wow, okay, we'll come. Every Sunday they come, these people. And my wife is still, even yesterday we have a big service, outreach service. We expect more than 200 people, but because of the Hindu festival, they have a hard time to catch the bus transportation. So they have 132 deaf attendants yesterday. So this morning I talked with my wife, and that Andaman Island, in this poplar, so they start coming and learning God's word. And from that Sunday onward, we keep meeting every Sunday. That is how I began the deaf ministry. And the Lord has blessed. And IPM said, why don't you go a bigger city and do a lot more? You can expose more, and also you can reach more deaf people. I said, okay. Then I go for another 11 months learning more professionally sign language. I learned ASL, American Sign Language, and also I myself developed in ISL, Indian Sign Language. American Sign Language, you use single hand A, B, C, D, E. But in ISL, we use both hand A, B, C, D, E. So I learned both, and after 11 months, I do a survey all the Indian major city. Then I found in Calcutta a lot of deaf people. So in 2012, we moved from Coimbatore, the South India, to from 2011, we moved from Poplar to Coimbatore near this Chennai. So from there, we moved to Calcutta, that the arrow and also that the yellow circle. So there we move. And here, now India population, the whole population, 1.5 billion. We passed China. Before we were second, but now we are first. And less than 3% is Christian in the country, and 20 million deaf. And that 20 million deaf, Calcutta, when we move, Calcutta is 14 million people in that city, over 14 million people. 14. My pronunciation may be sometime can be hard to understand. 14 million people, and 75% being Hindu, 25% Muslim, and less than 1% Christian, so-called Christian. And those Christian, they are not a good Baptist church and so-called Catholic. So 50,000 deaf in that city, Calcutta. So we moved down, we move up there in Calcutta, the big city. And this 50,000 deaf. So Lord, I know that there are 50,000 deaf in this city, but how can I go and search and find them, these people? So I go to one place to another place, searching the deaf people. Calcutta is very humid. We have 42, 43, 44 degrees Celsius. It's a heat, sun heat, and it's humid, always sweating, we feel tired. So I just walk different place, searching for the deaf people. I would say, sir, ma'am, did you know any deaf in this area? Sometimes I'd go and knock, did you know any deaf in this area? So that is how I church the deaf people. And sometime I would sit on the, you see the train station? That's crowded. So sometime I would sit there and I would watch the people coming in, going in, or going out like that. So, and I would, sometime I would go and tap them, people, you are deaf? Whom I expect deaf. Then I'm right sometime. Yeah, I'm deaf. Oh, okay, this is my address. You have time? Why don't we go for coffee? Why don't we go for tea or whatever? So I invite them and I give my address and when can we meet again? And I give my phone number. I take his phone number. And that is how I search the deaf people. And sometimes I go and tap the people and say, you are deaf? Say, no, I'm not deaf. Okay. So sometimes we mistake. But anyway, that is how I search the deaf people. And the Lord has blessed. Now I don't have to go out and search the deaf people, but the deaf people coming and searching me. It's a blessing in that mission field. So we rented a small room in Calcutta. Renting and doing a ministry is so difficult because the house owner would keep coming and say, why these people are coming? What you are doing? And our neighbors will complain. Why these many people coming? And in India, the sad thing is that deaf and the blind people, the disabled people are considered as a cursed child, cursed children. So why these people are coming? They are not like, you know, they are outcast society. They are neglected people. So I invite them in my house. So my neighbors don't like me. And my house owner would keep complaining me. So Lord, this is what we face. We need a piece of land that we can have, we can hold the ministry, the service. We pray, and the Lord provide a piece of land. It's not big, but piece of land. Comparing to your campus, it's like very small. Anyway, we have that piece of land. And, oh, now we need money and fund again for the building. We pray, Lord, we need again your help. And the Lord provide some fund. Anyway, we are not fully complete, but we complete some part and we can accommodate there my family and the church service on Sunday and the Bible class deaf training center. And yes, good. This is the building. Yes, this is the building. And the ground floor is the church hall. And the first floor, my family, we stay and we have an office and guest room. And the second floor is a deaf, we have Bible translation for the deaf. ISL, KJV, Bible translation. That is a video. They sign it. We have in a Google, you can Google it. We have an app also, ISL, KJV, Bible translation. That is a video signing, okay? And we have a Bible college. I've know that the need in India. India, we have only 4 deaf churches. More than that. We have 4 deaf churches in the south too, and north, and in Kolkata. So I see that there is a need for a Bible college. And we pray. So the Lord provide the land, the building. And there are many, in the video, we saw that 21 deaf souls saved, but that is now I'm going to update. Now we have 38 deaf, and also including 2 deaf and blind. They got, they professed Christ as their Savior. They got saved and baptized. 38 deaf and blind, including. They all are from, which, you know, not even a single from a Christian family. They are from Muslim, Hindu, Sikh. So, 38 deaf. So, I said, wow, now God, this is what you are doing, a great things in this mission field. I want to train these people, young deaf men and women. You see the 20 million deaf in the country? I want to reach out all these people with the gospel. We want to see a deaf church in new in every state of India, because there's 20 million people. So I alone cannot do. I would train the people, make a disciple, and these people can go and start the deaf church. This is our vision and our goal. And you can remove the picture. Yeah, this is the building. The building size is not big. The lane is like not a square way. So according to the lane, we built the building. So it is like a train, like a bus. It's long. Okay, you can move. And here is a deaf group. You can keep moving. Yes. And Vivek, he is a very faithful man. I met him 2012 when I moved to Kolkata. And he's keep faithful till today. Very faithful man. And he is a Hindu and also very strong Hindu. A high caste. India, you know, we have different castes. High caste, middle class, and low caste. So he's a high caste. And he's the only vegetarian. He never eat meat. So after he got saved, he said, "Oh, okay, I'm no more Hindu. I can eat anything with Thanksgiving," and he eat meat and all. Anyway, I can move. You can keep. Okay, this is a group picture outside the church. Okay, and this is the church hall. There are 260 deaf attend last Christmas outreach last year. And here many people who come late. So they didn't, we have very few chair, so they didn't get a chair, so they have to sit on the floor like this. Okay, please. This is a deaf picnic we have. Okay, keep moving. And this is Andaman Island, the deaf people whom I talk. The first that I began the deaf ministry, this is Andaman Island deaf group. Okay, please. Andaman Island, okay. And this is a baptism service. Okay. So, praise God. This is the sign we praise God like this. Praise God. Okay. And amen. You can learn it this. Amen. Easy. Okay. Good. And she's a deaf. She's in Chennai. One of the deaf in Andaman, he is a leader. And he want me to teach his wife about Jesus. So, this is. Okay, this is a deaf church. Please keep Sunday service. And before we move into the new building, this is the place where we rented. This is Kalinga Baptist Church. This is related with William Carey. You may have heard William Carey. Anyway, you keep moving the picture. And this is the new building, the dedication day. And here, this is a Muslim man, and his wife is Hindu. I went to visit a deaf and a blind man in at his home with one of my faithful member, Sandeep. We both went to his house, which is very far. We went by train, local train. You see the local train that crowded? That is how we go. You know, if you wait like your country, oh, you will never go. When the train come, whenever the train stop, what you have to do? You have to put your head first, then push it and go in. Otherwise, you'll never go. That is how we do. Anyway, we travel by train, and we meet this deaf man, deaf and a blind man, and he needs some help. So I didn't have nothing, but whatever I have, I share him. And when we come back, I'm waiting for the train to go back. And this man, he came and he told me, "I know you, Biak. Pastor Bia, but I don't know you." He said, "I attend 2 times in your outreach service." Wow. Okay. Then we have a good meeting here and talking, sharing about Jesus again here in the train station. Anyway, go ahead. And this is some art craft. They do it, the deaf people. This is a drama. We have a deaf drama. We have a deaf choir. Very silent. Very, very silent in deaf choir. But for the hearing people, I put in YouTube, Biak Vaipe is YouTube I have, a channel. I put deaf choir with a song, a music. Otherwise, for the hearing people, it's boring to see what these people are doing. So I put a sound and a song. Anyway, yes, we have drama. These are the usher every time we have an outreach service, my wife is a leader here, and she, they would distribute the lunch or the food package. Okay. This is the KJV Easy ISL Bible Translation. This is very good. This, you know, we video it, we record it, and we send out. So many people, many deaf commend us. They like it, and they are so blessed by this Bible translation. So we have a, sorry, if you can pick it. This is the app you can search in Google, and you can have an app also like this, KJV Easy ISL. Okay, good. Please. And the deaf choir. Okay, please keep moving. And the deaf choir. Okay. Okay, keep moving. Okay, keep moving. Yes, yes. And here, the deaf and blind board. The last corner and this one. And two of our members will help them touching their hands and signing. Whatever I sign here and I preach, so the two volunteers will hold their hands and signing for them. Because they can hear, they can see. We have a hard time in during COVID time. We have to have a social distance. So how to say he is deaf and he is blind? So I have to go and touch him and say, I cannot touch you. I already touch him, and, but we have a protocol. So according to the protocol, I cannot touch you, brother. But I already touched his hand and signed him. So we have a hard time. Anyway, we teach him a Bible. And that is Hindu from Hindu, but he got 7 baptized. Pradeep. And another one is Muslim. He live in Mumbai. Yeah, his name is Muhammad Abba Ali. He traveled all the way from Mumbai, and Pradeep friend. Pradeep, he said it about Jesus before, and he want him to come to me and teach him more about Bible, and you know, so I said, very good. He have a heart for his friend, and his friend came. He stayed with me more than 2 weeks in my house, and I hold his hand. And you see, this is bigger than me. I hold his hand, and I sign it from morning a.m. after breakfast till lunchtime. We break, and we eat lunch, and after that, again, I see it and sign it on my hand heart because he's much bigger than me, and his hand is very heavy. We sign it. So that's how we share the gospel to those deaf and blind people too. He got saved and he baptized. He's so happy. And when he went back to his homestead, Mumbai, what happened? His mother and his family disinherited him. Because he said he denied praying 5 times in a day, a Muslim tradition prayer. But he said, I pray 5 times in a day to Jesus. Muhammad died, never rose again. Jesus died, but what? He rose again.
Amen.
Yes. Jesus died and rose again. Jesus is more powerful than that. And Jesus is my Savior and my God. So I am praying to Jesus. That is his testimony. He's a dead and blind. I keep contacting him every week through WhatsApp. They use Braille. The Braille machine is connected with the phone. I WhatsApp him and he would reply. So that is how we contacted them. And please move. And he baptized, yes. Okay. Yes, please go move. And here is a, again, this is, I have to arrange it. Okay, move it. This is a disabled creeper. So a deaf man helping her. Okay, please go ahead. And baptism service, please keep moving. And this, she's a Muslim deaf, and the mother is, she's hearing. When she born, as I said, they consider this is a cursed child. You know, the disabled and the hearing, I mean the deaf people. So the father came to know that she is deaf, and he left. So the mother and her, the mother hardly see raising her, and they have a hard time during COVID time, COVID. And she called me, sir, I cannot go out and walk, and what to do, what I'm going to do. We didn't have food. So I didn't have much, but whatever I had, the Lord provided me. I and my wife, we went and we give some money and we buy some rice or whatever the needs. We help them anyway. She is very regular coming attending our church, and she's very receptive. Okay, please. And here, she is a hearing, and that is Rebecca, my first daughter, and she's a hearing. She is a Muslim, and her husband is our member. He is a Muslim, but he got saved and baptized, and he is very faithful member. He got married, this girl, and this girl started attending our church. And she don't know English, she don't know sign language, she don't know any other language. She know only one language, that is Hindi. So when I preach, sometimes I use my voice, sometimes I didn't use. So my first daughter, Rebecca, she would sit beside her and she will translate for her. Okay, please. And my wife with the ladies, okay? And Biak Vaipei is the YouTube channel you can search. Okay, please. And Sandeep is our faithful, one of our faithful church member. I met him in 2012. The first, you know, I moved to Kolkata. I met him, and he's faithful, very, very faithful. Okay, please. Okay, Saurav. And outreach food, okay? Deaf picnic we have. Okay. And this is a braille that they use, connected with the phone. Anyway, yes, keep moving. He said, I want to praise God. I want to sing a song. I want to present a special number. I say, well, please come. So he's deaf and blind. What song you want? Then he said, any song, please teach me. Then I teach him. They have very strong sense or memory. You know, maybe 2-3 times I looked at the chorus and I signed it and he learned it. Says, I'm okay. He come up and he already memorized all that song. For me, I didn't memorize it. I look at it, but he memorized it 3 times I teach him. He would come and sign it and praise God. Wow. It's a deaf and blind. He praised God. He praised God. He's happy. He cannot hear. He cannot see. But he's so happy and praise God. You and I, we can hear. We can see. Sometimes we are keep complaining God, is it? We don't satisfy ourselves. Anyway, it's a good. And he is Rajib, and his wife, she is very close to salvation. And okay, please. I have many pictures, but I would stop it. Maybe you can save it on a computer, and maybe if you want, because I have a lot of pictures, I cannot explain it all that. It will take a whole night to explain it, all that picture. So anyway, I would like to leave it, those picture or PowerPoint, maybe you can. But remember, all these are a deaf and a blind, a deaf ministry in Calcutta. Okay? Good. All right. Anyway, I'll just have a short reading out from the Bible. We see in Matthew 28, we all know Jesus have a last commandment, a last command to his disciple, go to all people, all nation. All nation include the deaf people, though they are outcast and neglected and rejected people. For God, they are so precious. They are also including for them. Jesus has died for them also. Not only for the hearing and the smart people, but those outcasts and the neglected people include. Jesus died. Jesus' blood is so precious and for them too. So therefore, though they are outcasts, but we love them. Because they are deaf. But most importantly, for their soul. So, brethren, pray for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25. Paul said to the folks in Thessalonica, brethren, pray for us. So, therefore, tonight I would like you to request that please pray for us. Pray for our ministry in Kolkata. Pray for us that we have a boldness to bring the gospel. There are many times people who treat us badly. We live we are surrounded by all these different religion and who against Christians. There's a man who got saved, and his father passed away. He's not in Calcutta. He is in another state, but he worked in Calcutta. What happened? His father passed away, and according to that Hindu tradition, they have to have a head shaving. You may not have heard that, but for a man, if the parents or the mother, the family died, all the men have a head shaving. That is a Hindu tradition. So this man said, I'm not going to do that head shaving. That is Hindu way, because now I'm no more Hindu, I'm Christian. And his uncle, he was so furious and angry, and he threatened me through the phone. He called me, he said, this is Biak Wai Pei. I said, yes, sir. Why you convert my son to Christian, into Christian? He said, well, I did, but Jesus do convert him. Jesus make him. Where did you live? Give me your address. I will come and kill you. You know, there are many similar cases that we face on mission field. Therefore, Paul said, brethren, pray for us. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20, Paul said here, praying always that I may open my mouth boldly. Therefore, I want you to pray for us that we have that boldness to preach the gospel, to stand strong for Jesus. So I request this church also to pray for our mission field in Calcutta. And there are many, many things to steal, but I would stop here. And if you have any question, I have a display board here. You can ask me why many deaf in India and in Calcutta. Maybe you can ask all that or whatever the questions. Yes, sir.
Before you come down, just share the gospel briefly in silence.
Sure. For God so loved the world. Whoever believes in him, not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus loved all people. It doesn't matter. You are smart. It doesn't matter who you are. Your knowledge is low. It doesn't matter you are deaf, invisible. Jesus loved you, and Jesus wanted you to be happy. Jesus said, I am the way, truth and the light. No man come unto the Father but through me, but by me. Therefore, Jesus wants all people in this world to go to heaven. That is why he came and died on the cross for your sin. Jesus, he died for your sin, was buried, and rose again. He is alive. That today we worship the God that we worship. It's not a dead God. It's a living God. Therefore, Jesus invites you to come and believe him. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much. And as I said, if you have any question, I'm so happy to answer. Maybe where near or down.
I'll give you some instructions.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. 1.5 billion people, and there's 20 million deaf. Did I hear that right? In the whole country? And then in Calcutta, there is 50,000?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And one church. How about that? 50,000 deaf and one church. Makes you really thankful for a guy like Pastor Biak, doesn't it? Did you catch his methodology? It was to go tap people on the shoulder and say, tell me where they are. We could learn a thing or two from that. Well, we'll just stand over here and be really nice, and maybe they'll come to us. I'm going to read something before we take up the offering. So here's what we could do, because we've got enough time. How about we'll plan on being downstairs and praying for food at 7:15 in search. Well, that could work. It's got some construction to it. Did you bring your dolly? So, yeah, we'll help move the display downstairs. I'm going to read something to you. John the Baptist's disciples were confused and needed some clarification on things. And so they went to talk to Jesus, and they asked him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Because they understood from John that the Messiah was there, and they had some understanding of what the Messiah would be like, and there was some confusion. And then Jesus does something pretty amazing. He doesn't just say, "Go tell John, yes." He doesn't do that. He tells them something specific. This is how you know the Messiah is here. This is how you know I am the one, and you don't need to look for another. So you go tell John this. Go and tell John the things you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Go tell John that. Go tell John those are the kind of things the Messiah is doing. And we might want to pay attention to that because, yes, he's not healing the blind and giving them physical sight, but we learned from John already that he wants to have them to have spiritual sight. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. They might not get physical ears, but they can have spiritual ears. So I'm so thankful to hear that this is happening in India, people that understand what Jesus told John, that the answer is in the Lord. The Messiah will heal. The Messiah is opening eyes spiritually and ears. I'm really thankful for your ministry. Thank you for sharing it with us. Thank you for introducing us. And what we'll do is I'll pray for the food, and then our contractors, that's what Serge said, our guys will help Pastor Biak get his material downstairs, and then we'll meet down there in a bit. We'll pray for the food, and then we'll have a time where he can just stand up and field questions down there, right? Because we can hear fine down there. So let's pray. What's that? Yeah, we can sing, but we have to take up the offering, so I'm going to pray for the offering. Ushers, you want to come forward? Thank you. And like I said, if it wasn't clear, all of the offering tonight goes to Pastor Biak's ministry. I'm saying that to you in case you were thinking something else. And then we'll sing another verse, right? And then we'll meet downstairs. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful that you love outcasts. That hits me in the heart. You know, I have felt with my upbringing as an outcast, and you reach down to me, and I see that you do that for outcasts all over the world, that you take people who the world has forgotten, and you love them and remember them, all kinds of people, all ages, whether they hear or see or don't, and we are thankful that you love people like us. And so I just ask, Father, that not only would you bless the ministry there in Calcutta and the specifics that they need for their resources and those things, but also that we might take up the charge as well, to maybe tap some people on the shoulder and ask them if they know the Lord. We'd ask, Father, that the offering would be blessed to its purpose and that the food to follow would be nourishing, and we'd have a good time of fellowship and hear more about the ministry downstairs. And we'll just praise you all night for that and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.